Oh, sure.
In an Okoboji movie theater lobby, Becky Smith is having a homecoming of sorts. Shortly after graduating from high school in the 1970s, Smith left Iowa to pursue work as a television and motion picture producer. Since then, her long list of credits includes PBS's Frontline, the television show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which she received an Emmy nomination, and teaching as a professor in the film department at UCLA. Smith directed and wrote the new movie, 16 to Life. This summer, she's been taking her movie to a handful of Iowa movie theaters. This coming-of-age romantic comedy is centered on a 16-year-old girl who has never been kissed.
Hi, Dad.
She's sweet 16 and
never been kissed.
When Smith wrote the screenplay, she envisioned it taking place in her hometown of Okoboji. But as she prepared to shoot the movie, a northeast Iowa town caught her attention.
I thought Okoboji was much too built up to be the story that I really wanted to tell, which was a little bit more rustic. When we got to the McGregor area, and it's just got those high limestone cliffs and the confluence of the Wisconsin and the Mississippi River, I thought, wow, this is really stunning. I could just change a few things in this script, and it could work perfectly.
Every scene was shot on location in McGregor, and many Iowans were hired for the cast and crew. In recent years, Iowa has been the location for a number of low-budget feature films. Whether an independent film is shot in Iowa or California, Smith says it's common for distribution rights to be sold quickly after a movie is completed, often resulting in becoming an unrecognized direct-to-home video release. Last year, after 16 to Life was finished, it fared well at various international film festivals. Smith sold the international distribution rights, but took the unusual step of retaining the American rights. This means she owns it and can do whatever she wants, like taking it across Iowa this month and screening it at theaters she books.
I just did not want to let the film disappear, so we took our good fortune winning a lot of festivals, and we said, no, let's just push this and let's keep with the grassroots campaign and see what we can make happen.
During these Iowa screenings, Smith frequently brings members of her cast, like Los Angeles actor Holly Hirsch, who plays the lead role. Hirsch has been acting since she was three and has been in a number of television shows, including ER and JAG, as well as feature films You've Got Mail and One True Thing. Hirsch says it's unusual for a director to take a film on the road like this, and that motivates her to join Smith for screenings across Iowa.
Becky always has said, you know, it's a miracle every time a movie gets shot, and I completely agree with her, but now I believe it's another miracle for a movie to get seen. I really enjoy working with Becky to do everything it takes to make this movie go as far as it can.
This is the first feature film Smith directed, and she has three more screenplays that could easily be set and shot in Iowa. But
The tricky thing is to see, you know, financially where I can get backing, because I don't know what it's going to be like to raise money for the next film. I suspect it's going to be hard, but it's not going to stop me. You know, life is short. This is what I love doing, and it's what I will continue doing, but it isn't going to get any easier.
16 to Life finishes its Iowa run this week at the Okoboji Great Lakes Cinema 7. Then Smith will have a showing in Los Angeles, and by the end of the year, it will be released on home video. In Okoboji, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, oh-oh, oh-oh. Oh.